It's the Mad Men DVD review!
Okay, so full disclosure, I have not seen this film, but we're going to give it away, and I'll try and give you an understanding of what it is from what I have learnt from reading things on the internet, mostly Wikipedia, a little bit of Rotten Tomatoes. The film is The Hedgehog, and it's based on a book called The Elegance of the Hedgehog. This is my only connection to the film. One of my old flatmates used to have a copy of this, and I remember reading the back of it many times when I was perusing a bookshelf and deciding what to read. So Paloma, this is a bit of the plot. Paloma is a 11-year-old girl quietly and unhappily living in a luxurious Paris apartment with her family. She is intelligent and observant, and in sensing disappointment and despair in adulthood, decides to end her life before she reaches it on her next birthday, 165 days from where the story begins. Her dad's old camera in hand, she records telling moments in the lives of the inadequate humans around her. Yes, I don't want to read too much of this just in case I'm giving stuff away, but I do believe that the other main character is the concierge in the apartment building, who no one takes any interest, but is secretly a great lover of books. And I think that the friendship blossoms from there. Anyway, have a copy to give away. It's got an 88 on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty good. So I reckon it's worth a watch. If you would like to win that, give me a call. 309-3879, first person to get through, has won that DVD.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.
And it's in colour.
There we go. Didn't go too badly, I think. Going to play some Dynamo Dave. This is Macam 7803 part 1 and 2.
We'll be right back.
particular. Shut your mouth, how can you say? I go about things the wrong way. I am human and I need to be loved, just like everybody else particular. We'll be right back.
There was The Smiths' How Soon Is Now, before that, Hype Williams' Kathy Goes to Haiti.
Hear the ruckus of tomorrow. Tune into a future vibration. Going Global Presents brings you a cornucopia of music's next big things. With Silicon, Soccer Practice, Yukon Era, Astaire and more. Tune into 95BFM all this week for your chance to win tickets to Going Global Presents. September 2nd at Wine Cellar, Whammy and Whammy Backroom. Independent Music New Zealand and the New Zealand Music Commission present Going Global Presents 2017. Side effects include involuntary rocking, ringing ears and contagious hype.
Love your beard, man. Coming along real nice.
Yeah, it's my new Melancholy Forever Macadamia Nut Beard Oil.
Yeah, man, I've been rubbing macadamia nut oil all over my tattoos. Keeps them so moist.
Look, AF, have you tried rubbing lavender on them?
Nah, but have you tried these new barista socks? They've upped my latte art game so hard.
So lit, yeah. Yeah, I've heard about those. I also use them as a scrunchie to keep my cinnamon bun up nice and high.
Sorry to interrupt, guys, but there's customers waiting. Also, I thought I told you to put these bed nets on. We don't want to have the health department here again.
We're getting enough shit about the cracks in the Whanganui clay ceramic latte bowls already.
Yeah, sorry, boss. Sorry.
Being a barista isn't as easy as it looks. Take yourself more seriously with Coffee Supreme.
Rob, Steve Coogan. Just got back from filming in New York. This time, a trip to Spain.
The trip to Spain is coming to cinemas August 17. Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon are still in top form in the latest of Michael Winterbottom's trip series.
Come, Mr. Bond. You enjoy the scallop just as much as I do.
You should pay more attention to your chef.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
A heartfelt comedy of friendship, food reviews, and relentless celebrity impressions. The Trip to Spain, in cinemas August 17.
Heard this great new tune on Saturday.
Ooh, share.
Hasn't been released yet.
What? Oh my God, you can time travel?
What? No, I...
Maybe just your ears can time travel. Make them listen to next Saturday.
I can hear shouting, whispering, wailing.
Tune into BFM every Saturday from 11 a.m. for Totally Wired. Your host, Jess Fu, leaps forward in the time stream to grab you the week's best new releases, pre-releases and more. Totally Wired, thanks to Auckland Art Gallery. Saturday, 11 till 2 p.m. on 95BFM.
So, Saturday Morning Radio is brought to you by Toothcrush, who are a toothbrush subscription service. You can sign up and you either get a new toothbrush every month or every 2 months. And it's just a good time. It helps you replace your toothbrush as often as you really should be. They're nice toothbrushes. They've got soft bristles, as have been recommended by dentists for ages. And the handles are made out of sustainably sourced bamboo. So it's a little bit more friendly for the planet as well. As usual, I have a year-long subscription to give away. So that's the classic subscription, a new toothbrush every month for a whole year. And as usual, I'm going to ask a question. I've been asking these questions. This one's a weird one, I have to say, even for me. But you know, when the question's weird, less people enter, so your odds are way better for winning. Okay, so to win this toothbrush, you need to text me 53955. I need your name, your email address, and I want you to tell me what's your favorite type of tooth and why. And I'm going to be honest here, I just want to be entertained. If you send in something that I find intriguing, you're going to win it. So is it an incisor? Is it a canine? Tell me what your favorite type of tooth is and why, with your name, email address to 53955, and you could win a year subscription to Toothcrush. New toothbrush every month. Don't have to think about buying toothbrushes for a whole year. One less thing to think about. Amazing. This is Darts of Pleasure from Franz Ferdinand.
I was this fantastic passion.